Hello, Vancouver. You are listening to
CITR 101.9, broadcasting to you live from UBC Vancouver campus on the unceded Musqueam territory.
Beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, Ola and Rachel here from CITR Studios. We bring you Soul Sandwich, your late, you know, selection of hot tunes. We are the show that splices in between different genres to serve you that delicious goodness, I guess.
Yeah. Sandwiched all together.
Beautiful.
In one show.
Yeah, so the episode today is what we call celebratory / feeling lucky. Mm-hmm. And Rachel actually came up with both of those. So I'm actually kind of ashamed of myself, but...
No shame here?
Kinds of shame. But yeah, the thing... that we wanted to do, because I think this is probably like the last show for like a lot of us, I think. We might do another one next week as well. But like we just wanted to play something that's like, you know, end of exams, you know, end of school. I mean, most of us are still doing summer school and stuff, right?
But
like,
definitely.
Still, it has like a feeling where like you feel like you're free forever, you know, until like the next week, right? So yeah, so could you tell us what music you had for us, Rachel?
For sure. So this goes out to all y'all who have worked so hard this year in the semester.
Hoot.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations.
You made it. You made it.
I was about to say congratulations, you played yourself, but like that's a good magic
college thing. I don't think it necessarily works that way. I got some sort of a little bit older, but still good. I got Touch the Sky from Late Registration by Kanye West. For those of you who don't know or have not listened to Late Registration, Kanye West's album Late Registration was definitely an album where he incorporated a large amount of orchestra and just like orchestral instruments in it, and it does have that sort of celebration victory feel with like all the trumpets and horns, and it's good stuff. And Touch the Sky is definitely I think very representative of the album. And then we have Miracle by Chance the Rapper off his somewhat new album, Surf. And he talks about just the miracle of being alive and well. And it's so touching. It's kind of like, I'm alive. I made it through the semester. And
that's all that matters. That's all that matters.
You made it. Like, you're alive.
No matter how hard life hits you down, you know, it's like... you just got to get up and keep moving. You know, it's not about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, right? I mean...
you definitely took that from a sports commercial.
I totally took it from a Rocky movie, like, for sure. I did put quotations in there, and I did cite my source. So,
he did cite his source. No, if you check his works cited, it's properly it's cited in MLA style. Perfect.
Perfectly. You know, I don't want to, like, you know... like Margaret Went, I think. I'm not sure. No, let me just shut up about that. But
okay.
There was like a Global Mail scandal thing that happened recently about like pillagers, and like a lot of people don't. I mean, a lot of people don't like her like neoliberal, like not neoliberal. I think more conservative ideas. But like some, I saw like a tweet and it was like, oh, like not even her like ideas are like her own, like her like. Like, the ideas that everybody hates, they aren't even her own, right, or something. So, it was like...
oh, interesting.
Interesting. So,
she stole ideas that are not popular.
Well, I mean, I don't know if she stole them. I mean, she allegedly, you know...
allegedly
took someone's intellectual property.
Right.
Well, yeah, but this show is about... celebration.
Celebration.
Somehow we went to like a really dark path.
I know,
about,
we,
like,
we kind of strayed a little bit. But to close off with the celebratory combo... we have I by Kendrick Lamar, which I'm sure all of you have heard. It's a song about self-love, but especially from my understanding of just loving blackness and embracing
it. Should we play like Lemonade?
Oh, yeah, Lemonade.
Lemonade
is also a celebration of black femininity from the think pieces that I read, although I don't want to comment because I don't have any personal experience to touch on that. But
I don't know. It's a controversial thing, but I think that, you know, I do think that a lot of people telling other people not to speak is kind of like a very, you know, disruptive way of doing things, you know? Like,
right.
I feel like it. Like, who is there? Like, it's for women and it's for black women, right?
Mm.
But here's the thing, right? Blackness isn't just one thing. There are people that are mixed race and stuff.
True.
You know, like, it's. I just feel like it's a very, like, the way I've seen a lot of like blogs talking about, like, oh, if you're not black, like, you shouldn't talk about it. You know, it's like I feel like it really closes off the door to a lot of meaningful conversations. However, I do understand what that means, and it's actually referring to, you know, those white guardian think piece people. So I'm not gonna go into it too much. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Honestly, when it first came out, I didn't really think much of it because I didn't enjoy the work that Beyonce put out. And I'm gonna say full disclosure here, like, I didn't get a chance to like listen to all the songs yet or like watch the visual album, but it was more looking for what other people thought. Like, I really wanted to open my ears and be able to listen to the feedback that everyone had to say.
Yeah,
and so,
me,
like,
yeah.
By doing that, I really started to pick up the nuances of the album that people who really recognized and, like, identified with Beyonce's music
had
to say. Because
the professionals had to say about it, basically.
Right,
yeah.
And just really, like, sharp writers who had, like, amazing things to say. Like, I read this one piece that I thought was really cool, and they made the writer made a comparison between Nina Simone and Beyonce, and the writer was saying, she was saying that, you know, Beyonce's Lemonade is sort of like this example of a black woman being able to control her music and having full control over the creative process and like the work that she wants to crank out. And then she brought up how like Nina Simone, you know, struggled with that when she was in her career, and she really struggled with like trying to keep her music, and, you know, her ex-husband like threatened her like at gunpoint when she tried to get her tracks back. It was pretty insane. So
yeah, wow. Okay.
it's more than just about, you know, Jay-Z's infidelity. Mm.
Yeah,
so much more than that.
I don't know why people, that was the one thing that people took away from it at first. Not like the one thing, but a lot of people took that away. And I don't know. It's
only scratching the surface.
Yeah,
exactly.
I feel like there's way more stuff to talk about than, like, you know, Jay-Z and Rachel Roy. Rachel Roy. It's like, I mean, come on, guys. Like, we can do better.
So we got those three amazing tracks for you to celebrate. And the next part of our show coming up is going to be Feeling Lucky. So this is our little kind of surprise.
It's not what you think, guys.
It's a special collection.
We don't feel lucky. We're feeling lucky about our selections, you know?
Yes.
Like, it's not like, you know, basically we're going to try to do a random selection from, you know, the CITR playlist archives. And, you know, we're going to
stumble on some gems.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel it.
We are going to do it. We're going to like probably like close our eyes and play track 4 from every single album we pick out or something.
I know. Be prepared.
Oh, wait, what's your favorite number, Rachel?
My favorite number is actually number 9.
Okay, so let's pick number 9 from every album we
okay.
choose.
Feeling lucky.
Feeling lucky 9.
Okay, lucky. Let's go with those three songs.
Is 9 a good number?
I don't really know.
I don't know. Is it 7? I don't know, man.
Lucky number 7 is like a Tolia thing.
Yeah.
Number 8 is like a Chinese lucky number. Mm. It's like fortune.
Oh, I remember you mentioned
yeah,
something about that.
Those
last
8-8
show.
Vibes. Mm, what's up,
yeah,
Major
yeah, feels,
1?
Yeah, exactly.
Coming
yeah.
in.
And so what is 9? Okay, never mind then.
9? I don't know. I mean, like, if you say 9 in Chinese, it sounds like dog. But I don't know if that's, like, I don't know if that's applicable here, but just throwing in my roots here on the show.
Nah, that's totally fine. That's totally fine.
All right.
So,
are we ready?
Yep, we are ready. You want to kick it?
Can I kick it?
Yes, you can. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can. All right.
Okay, cool. We're out, and enjoy the show.
Gotta testify, come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Gotta testify, come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Back when they thought pink polos would hurt the rock. Before Cam got the shit to pop, the doors closed. I felt like Bad Boy Street Team. I couldn't work the locks. Now let's go. Take them back to the plan. Me and my mama hopped in that U-Haul van. Any pessimists, I ain't talk to them. Plus, I ain't had no phone in my apartment. Let's take them back to the club. At least about an hour I stand online. I just wanted to dance. I went to Jacob an hour after I got my advance. I just wanted to shine. Jay favorite line, dog, in due time. Now they look at me like, damn, dog, you what I am. A hip-hop legend. I think I died in an accident, because this must be heaven. I got to testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. Yeah. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Now let's take them high. To rock. Back when Slick Rick got the shit to pop. I'd do anything to say I got it. Damn, them new loafers hurt my pocket. Before anybody wanted K-West beats, me and my girls split the buffet at KFC. Dog, I was having nervous breakdowns. Like, man, these niggas that much better than me. Baby, I'm going on an airplane, and I don't know if I'll be back again. Sure enough, I sent the plane tickets, but when she came to kick it, things became different. Any girl I cheated on, she skeeted on. Couldn't keep it at home, thought I needed a knee alone. I'm trying to right my wrongs, but it's funny them same wrongs help me write the song. Now, I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky, you gon' touch the sky, baby girl, testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky. Yes, 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 guess who's on third? Lupe still like looping the third. Here like here till I'm bitter on the curb. Peach fuzz buzz but bitter on the verge. Let's slow it down like river on the serve. Bottle shaped body like Mrs. Butterworth. But before you say another word, I'm back on the block like I'm laying on the street. I'm trying to stop lying like a mum bra, but I'm not lying when I'm laying on the beat. On guard, a touche, Lupe, cool as the unthaw. But I still feel possessed as a gun charge to come as correct as a porn star. And a fresh pair of steps and my best phone call. So, I represent the first. Now let me end my verse right where the horns are like, I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky. You gon' touch the sky, baby girl, testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky.
We back at home, baby.
Sky high, I'm sky high.
Sit with the beat. The chair isn't fair with you sitting right there with your hair in a knot, not a care in the world or a pot for the piss. Which we share, because a pair costs a lot, not a pair in the world that the world wouldn't miss much as this. And if it isn't the same, then it's apples and lemonade. Can't stand for a Minute Maid man with an iPod. If I got locked up, would you see me at the end of my sentence? White dot, bipod with what I got, which I got from... Fuck. Still ain't did shit with the beat. The stare isn't there when you're feeding the therapy and their approval. A shoulder to lean off, and when it gets shivering cold with the heat on. In a trance with the beat gone. Realizing that you should never speak on things done. People keep it a secret and keep going. Ain't no reason to keep on thinking. There's something deeper that's shining up under my garden. Trying to break bread, stop begging my pardon. My lad is astray, let's get an apartment with a dog and a song that I wrote you this morning.
If it's a miracle. Family's even, mama singing. It's a miracle. Snow was melting, the water's pouring, the signal turning. It's a miracle. If it's a miracle, mama singing. It's a miracle. Snow is melting, the water's pouring, the signal's turning. It's a miracle. The homie's breathing. The family's eating. The mama's singing. It's a miracle. Snow is melting. The water's pouring. Sickness turning. It's a miracle. The homie's breathing. The family's eating. Mama's singing. Oh, it's a miracle.
But I know God. The devil wanna put me in a bow tie. Pray that the holy water don't go dry. Yeah, yeah. As I look around me, so many motherfuckers wanna down me. But enemy gon' never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror they found me. And I love myself. Huh, I want you looking at me. Tell me what do you see.
I love myself.
I put a bullet in the back of the back of the head of the bullet.
I love myself.
Illuminated by the hand of God. Boy, don't seem shy.
I love myself.
One day at a time. They wanna say it's a war outside. Bomb in the street, gun in the hood, mob of police. Black on the corner with a line full of fiend and a bottle full of lean and a model on a scheme. These days of frustration keep come to the front. Yeah, I duck these cold faces. Post up, feet, fight for a basis. Dreams are reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. Sky can fall down, we can cry now. Look at me, motherfucker, I smile. I love
myself.
And when you're looking at me, tell me what do you see?
I love myself.
Put a bullet in the back of the head of the police.
I love myself.
Illuminated. All y'all come to the front. Y'all come up to the front. Baby girl, you. Come on.
Crazy. What you gonna do?
Lift up your head and keep moving. Turn the mic up.
Punching.
It's the fashion police. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Let the runway start. You know the miserable dealer company. What do you want from me and my scars? Everybody lack confident. Everybody lack confident. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this nigga.
I love myself.
And when you're looking at me, tell me what do you see?
I love myself.
I put a bullet in the back of the head of the police.
I love myself.
Illuminated by the hand of God. Boy, don't see. him shine.
I love myself.
I went to war last night with a automatic weapon. Don't nobody call a medic. I'ma do it till I get it right. I went to war last night. I've been dealing with depression ever since an adolescent. I can never hear the blessing. I can never see the message. I can never take the lead. I can never bubble weed from a negative and letting them annihilate me. And it's seven and I'm moving at a million speed. Finna run into a building, let my body. For the streets. What do you say? That shit is for the kids, bro. 2015, niggas tired of playing victim, dog. Niggas ain't trying to play victim. Tutu, how many niggas we done lost? How many? Yeah, how many we lost? No, for real, answer the question. How many niggas we done lost, bro? This year alone. Exactly, so we ain't got time to waste time, my nigga. Niggas gotta make time, bro. The judge make time. You know that. The judge make time, right? The judge make time, so it ain't shit. It shouldn't be shit for us to come out here and appreciate the little bit of life we got left, dog. On the dead homies, Charlie P, you know that, bro. You know that. Right, it's Mando. Right, it's Mando. And I say this because I love niggas, man. I love all my niggas, bro. Exactly. Enough said. And we gonna get back to the show and move on, because that shit petty, my nigga. Mic check. We gonna do some acapella shit before we get back to all my niggas. Listen to this. I promised Dave I never used the phrase fuck nigga. He said, think about what you saying. Fuck niggas. No better than Samuel on the Django. No better than a white man with slave boats. Sound like I needed some soul searching. My pops gave me some game.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Better Environmentally Sound Transportation is bringing you the 20th Annual Commuter Challenge. The Commuter Challenge is a fun, friendly competition between individuals, workplaces, organizations, and students. Participants take transit, rideshare, car share, walk, cycle, or work from home. By tracking commutes online, participants see their total number of CO2 emissions avoided, fuel saved, and calories burned. There's absolutely no cost to register and participate, and you can win great prizes. The event takes place June 5th to 11th, the week after Bike to Work Week. We encourage people to do both. Our goal is to encourage healthy, safe, and green communities along the coast and across BC by promoting sustainable commutes. Register now at commuterchallengebc.ca.
April Showers, Discorder Flowers, Devours is our cover artist, coming out strong with his new album, Late Bloomer. This issue also features Ashley Shadow's self-titled release, Kim Gray's Perfume, the latest on Late Spring, Karaoke at Pub 340, and more. We have album reviews of So Loki and Black Wizard, and live show reviews of Acid Mothers, Temples, and Daughters. Say
goodbye. Discorder is also reviving our old rant column as Hothead, a section dedicated to your honest feedback on the magazine and the scene we write about. Pick up a copy of Discorder magazine at your favorite local record store or retailer, or visit discorder.ca for a list of all our distribution locations. And if you want to get involved in Discorder, contact editor.discorder@citr.ca.
Do Tune in every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. for A Little Bit of Soul with your host, Jade Park. A Little Bit of Soul plays primarily old recordings of jazz, swing, big band, blues, oldies, and Motown.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Rachel, and you got Ola, and you're listening to Soul Sandwich.
Yep, yep.
Hope you enjoyed those celebration tracks. If you were tuning in, the first one was Touch the Sky by Kanye West, followed by Miracle by Chance the Rapper, and I by Kendrick Lamar. Just positive vibes all around, y'all.
Yep, yep. Yup. Hooray!
Wow, that was kind of scary because I feel like you were trying to resemble Kendrick Lamar there, and I fell for it.
I'm sorry.
A little bit. That's
you thought
good.
The music was playing?
I am impressed.
Thank
Ola.
You. Thank you very much. Thank you. That means a lot to me.
So
I mean, I sound like Kendrick Lamar. I mean, I always knew that. I mean, of course.
Okay. Don't toot your horn too much now, dude.
Okay. Cool. So we've just finished a celebratory part of our show, and we're gonna start with the Feeling Lucky number 9/ the last song of the album, right? Because like not all albums have
nine tracks.
We just realized that, like, while we're searching for music, so random selection, you know, we just pick off the charts, and we promise that every single song is gonna be here, because we have every single song that we have here is gonna be good because we have really lucky taste as well as good taste. So
exactly.
Yeah, so we're gonna just be like, it's like Russian roulette, and like, you know, it's gonna be like,
it's gonna be good.
Yeah, it's gonna be good. So
just trust, homie.
Yeah, trust Holmes. So yeah, we have a band or a group called Hey Mother Death. We'll give you some more info after we come back from the playing of the music, and then we have from them, we have Bad Sex is the name of the song from their Highway album. And after that, we have Matthew Barber and Jill Barber. I played Jill Barber way back when I first started the show. And the song is called Grandpa Joe off the Family album. So we'll play those two, and we'll see how it goes. Don't go away. Rachel, you have any info for us about Hey Mother Death? And
Hey Mother Death is... They're based off of Nova Scotia, but apparently they also travel to Paris, France sometimes when they feel like it, which makes sense because, you know, Canada is a bilingual country, so we speak French and English. So
we, of course,
you said it, Ola. They're like a two-person group. It's one man and one woman, I'm pretty sure. And this is their new
album. You can't be pretty sure, man. You gotta be 100%
sure. Okay,
man.
It is one man and one woman in the group.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool. All right, so we're gonna do this. Do it. And we'll be right back on Soul Sandwich with more great tunes. Up next, Bad Sex from Hey Mother Death. And I don't know, I just said Hey Mother.
Hey Mother Death.
It's like Mother and Hey Rosetta kind of like had a baby.
Smashed together and then died.
The baby died. Oh my God, that's like so
that weird. Was very inappropriate.
But Bad Sex and Grandpa Joe up next. So don't go away.
Tune in.
These nights, I pass over space and time. Zone of electric streams. Images of what we are going to do. Call me. Oh yes, call me baby. If the other is double, why can't I be as well? No tears for the mirror, blushing steam on my thighs. Dilated eyes. Thank you.
somewhere in the borderlands, one among the many clans, passed a name onto a man, and he passed it on again to a maiden full of pride, who was a bride before he died. But we never got to know the man who would be Grandpa Joe, the man who would be Grandpa Joe. Well, he traveled overseas, headed west to the prairie.
We're back.
Yeah.
Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks so much for tuning in and you know, endearing and, you know, being very patient with us. We thank you very much. Yeah, so that was Feeling Lucky, our random selection segment. Actually, it's not completely done. We're just still going to play some music. But yeah, that's why you got like a little bit of a, what was it called? Psychedelic?
It was called Spoken Psychedelia. Where basically it's a combination of sort of like psychedelic music and spoken word. So that was Hey Mother Death, Bad Sex. And turns out this is supposed to be sort of a little bit like a couples therapy type feel.
Okay.
Yeah, but even though the track was called Bad Sex, I think it was still a pretty sexy track. I don't know if you would agree, Ola. Like I felt a little caressed by the music. It was
I did feel a bit not comfortable, but like I felt like, you know, because the way she spoke was like very soft, mm-hmm. and you know, and the music was also very like, you know, I can, like, you know, take off my clothes and walk around and not feel weird about it, you know?
So, yeah, and just kind of like roll around in some soft blankets or something.
Exactly.
I think it was the sort of, I want to say like the echo that they put in that really sold it for me. It was the reverb, I think, is what it is. But like, it's not like a noxious reverb, like something you get off of, like, you know, one of those monster truck commercials where they go like Sunday, 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 and then like the reverb is just absolutely insane. No, it's not like that. It's like a gentle sort of like mellow reverb that just gets you hanging on. You want to listen a little bit. Unfortunately, that song was surprisingly long, so we didn't get to play all of it. And
it was 7 minutes.
Yeah, it was 7 minutes long.
Seven minutes.
Why would you want Bad Sex to last for 7 minutes, right? Like,
nice one.
And after that, we played Grandpa Joe by Matthew Barber and Jill Barber. And Ola was actually giving me a little bit of a historical background.
I turned out to be very, very wrong.
yeah, so Matthew and Jill Barber are brother and sister. And funny that they call this the family album. So we were wondering if maybe Grandpa Joe is actually their grandpa. And they're singing about their grandpa, maybe. Which is pretty sweet.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah, the Jill Barber, I used to play her like back on the show, and like she was formerly based in Halifax, I think. Yeah. But now she's like Vancouver based.
In the 604.
Is that what we call it? I guess so.
I think we just want to be like.
We want to be something. We want to be part of the.
We want to be something. Yeah, speaking of the sick, just a total side note. Did you see Drake's views from the six?
Apparently, it's officially called Views.
Oh, that's catchy. I
guess
I like it.
It's better. I guess like Views from the Six sounded a bit like, you know,
A little bit too obnoxious. Mouth, you know, like a little bit of a mouthful.
Yeah,
Our Canada's Drake, just on the come up. Like, he honestly is. I can't deny it. As much as I sometimes have doubts, but it's just like he's doing his thing.
His influence, man. His influence pervades, you know, society.
He's making strides.
You know? I mean, you got to respect that, man. You got to respect that hustle, you know, bro.
Yeah, but back to the topic of feeling lucky.
Back to the topic of feeling lucky. We have three more tracks on the way. We have our brothers at Gun Outfit. I have no idea. Remember, we picked this off right off the shelf, right? We also have Magical Cloud. I think Rachel picked that because of the name.
Yeah, like, the magical is a J, and the clouds has a Z at the end, so I found that very appealing. I think that's a pretty good reason.
It's a good reason.
Okay, I think maybe Ola disagrees. But to tell you a little bit about Magical Clouds, they're a duo. They're a pop duo based out of Montreal, and one person is the singer songwriter, and his name's Devin Welsh. And then we got the producer Matthew. So they may be singing French. They may not be. We will see. But Magical Clouds. This lovely, lovely duo.
Great. That's very good. Gun Outfit. I don't know where exactly they're from, but we're going to play some of their music. The song's called Our Time, and hopefully you guys enjoy that. We'll play Magical Clouds after.
It's a great name, Magical Clouds.
it's like when you're a teen and like you put every E as three and every like S as Z. You know, like trying to be edgy, but I mean, I'm not hating on it, but like I have to give them props for like creativity, but yeah. Still, yeah, it's like
I feel that. MAJ reminds me of like a mage.
Actually, no, that sounds cool. Okay, cool.
Great. Right?
Yeah, no, I got that.
Or like majestic.
Yeah. And after that, we're gonna play Moss Lime.
This is like one of your favorites, like your go-tos, right? Moss Lime.
No.
I remember playing them before on one of our other shows, one of our older shows.
Yeah. I like them because like they're interesting. I like their older album called July 1st, and it was pretty good. They released a newer album called Zoo du Quebec, and it's pretty great.
Quebec.
You should check it out. Is it Quebec?
Quebec.
Quebec.
You want to like get that French in?
Okay. And off of that, we'll play Dreamboat.
Ooh, that sounds like a
Dreamboat.
Fun time. Dreamboat.
And hopefully you guys enjoy that, and we'll pass on the torch to all ears. Great, amazing show. You know, they
just here to answer
advice.
All
yeah,
your questions.
Yeah, answer all your questions.
All your worries.
They're so great. I wish I could be, you know, on all layers all the time. So, But
tune
yeah,
in, yo.
Yeah, yeah, tune in. Okay, so Gun Outfit and then Magical Clouds, Our Time and then Downtown. Okay. I think we're there. I'm like panicking right now. But
it's all good.
It was all good.
At CITR.
Just a week ago. Kill themselves and I watch a throne drop. Kill themselves.
Thank you for sharing this, Ola. This is amazing. So, before we play these songs, I just want to send out a tribute to Prince. I know his death impacted many, many people, so you will always be remembered, Prince.
Yeah. R.I.P., man. R.I.P., yeah. But we almost forgot about that, actually. Okay, cool. So... Our Time, and then Downtown. Let's go.